Be our guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Shelley, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot or dry, why, we only live to serve. Try the grey stuff.
Oh, it's delicious.
Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can see.
The holidays are upon us, and while some of us seek out alternatives to the usual sickly sweet sentiment that is dripped like syrup onto the months of November and December, it is also true that many of us look forward to family-friendly holiday entertainment, happy shows we can share with our children and our parents. Often, we have to sacrifice quality for kid-friendly simplicity, but every once in a while, we get a big, spicy slice of theater that captures the joy and magic of the season while also offering plenty of eye-popping pleasure for those with more sophisticated tastes. This year, Santa Rosa Junior College has one of those shows. The theater arts department at SRJC has been struggling of late, facing budget cuts and staff reductions, but one wouldn't know it from the lavish, satisfyingly lush treasure that is Walt Disney's Beauty and the Beast, playing through December 8th at the JC's Burbank Auditorium. In this whimsical but emotionally rich staging, director Laura Downing Lee unleashes an eye-pleasing spectacle, simultaneously sweet, silly, and bittersweet, crammed with visual magic and clever stagecraft. With costumes and sets that are themselves worth the price of admission, the strong, committed cast collaborates with a technical team to unveil a show that deftly transcends its occasional small opening weekend problems. A few microphone issues, some occasional off-key squeaks from Richard Riccardi's otherwise full-spirited live orchestra. Brittany Law of Petaluma is perfectly cast as Belle, the bookish but beautiful oddball of her small French village. Charming, fearless, and believably conflicted, Brittany Law's Belle makes a perfect balance to Zachary Hasbeny's emotionally volatile Beast. At 6'7", the Rohnert Park actor is an imposing presence on stage, and his impressive baritone, though struggling through his few high notes, powerfully conveys the aching heart beneath the monster's fangs and fur. As the Beast's enchanted servants all gradually turning into pieces of furniture and kitchenware, the ensemble is pretty delightful, tackling the potentially ridiculous spectacle with dancing forks and knives and salt shakers all singing Be Our Guest. With so much joy and enthusiasm, one can't help but be enchanted by the spell of Howard Ashman's melodic tunes and Tim Rice's snappy lyrics. When the stage version of Disney's movie was first announced way back in 1992, there were those, myself included, who assumed the move was a crass commercial money grab. The big surprise was that the stage version of Beauty and the Beast far surpasses the movie in its depth of character and its heights of emotion. With a number of original songs added to the tale, including the Beast's gorgeous lament, If I Can't Love Her, and with several of the smaller characters given satisfying arcs and slight but humorous backstories, the stage musical became a full-fledged entertainment worthy of the Broadway stage, where it ran for over 13 years before becoming available for colleges and community theaters, which brings it back to Santa Rosa to kick off the holidays. Easily one of the best Sonoma County musicals of 2012, SRJC's lovely and deeply moving fairy tale is a fitting transition into a season of magic and fantasy. Beauty and the Beast runs Thursday through Sunday through December 8th at Santa Rosa Junior College. Visit santarosa.edu for information. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.